At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Today's the last day for legislation in the Texas House to get tentative approval. However, lawmakers have been moving slowly all week. Democrats are attempting to delay a vote on several anti-abortion bills. Republicans want to put off a vote on a bill that would raise the legal age of smoking. The delays mean the calendar of bills to vote on today is 25 pages long. However, the bill to rescue the Dallas Police and Fire Pension Fund from insolvency is safe from today's House deadline. It'll go to a conference committee with House and Senate members to hammer out a final version. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings has criticized the bill as a taxpayer bailout. However, Rawlings in a statement yesterday said he's optimistic for a resolution after a meeting this week between city officials and police and fire unions. Election watchers had high hopes 2016 would be the year Hispanic voter turnout would surge in Texas, especially after President Trump made disparaging remarks about Hispanics during his campaign. Christina Martinez reports that's not what happened.
New census data shows a turnout among eligible Texas Hispanic voters rose slightly since 2012, about 2.5%. That's not the surge some election watchers were predicting. Turnout in last year's presidential election is still lower than that of the 2004 election. But turnout among Hispanic Texans in presidential elections has grown steadily since 2008. However, it's mostly in line with population growth and possibly more Hispanic Texans becoming of age to vote. Black and Asian Texans saw pretty significant changes in voter turnout. Black turnout actually dropped, while turnout among Asians increased about 5%. Christina Martinez, KERA News.
BJ Lederman's theme songs for Morning Edition, All Things Considered, and other shows are the soundtrack of public radio. As Think broadcast from NPR in Washington this week, producer Stephen Becker talked with Lederman about writing the music that gets stuck in our heads.
BJ Lederman, thanks so much for stopping by.
It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
At some part in just about every public radio show, we hit the point where the host says,
theme music was composed by B.J. Lederman. The show is produced.
B.J. Lederman composed our theme. Our program is.
And B.J. Lederman continues to write our theme music. NPR's Tom Goldman.
So how did you become the de facto composer in residence for public radio?
Well, it was a situation of being in the right place at the right time. I was going to American University, and I had been doing jingles, anything from car commercials to dairy commercials. And I was friends with someone who worked in the engineering department here at NPR way back in the day, Skip Peasy. And that's when they were cooking up this as yet to be named morning news show. And long story short, they did not get around to having themes. And I went home, it was spring break, I think, of 77, and wrote it on my mother's piano very quickly. You know, they're right about this. When you've got a good song, it usually comes pretty quickly.
Are you amazed in any way that we're still hearing that tune?
Hell yes, I'm amazed. I'm amazed at all of this.
You've just released your debut album called BJ. Let's listen to a song called Walking Down the Street.
Walking down the street with my head on low, trying to get the courage up to let her go. People try and tell me that I shouldn't care, but things don't seem the same cause she isn't.
How would you describe your personal music style when you're not writing jingles or theme songs?
Well, because from the very get-go, you know, we all tried to be the Beatles. Each one of us had, you know, a favorite Beatle. You know, mine, of course, was John, if it's all the same to you, that is.
Why the Beatles?
It's not just because Dad brought home Meet the Beatles from his store one night. I know what it was. They let me play the album on their Victrola, which had a 15-inch speaker in it. And it's the first time I've ever heard like a kick drum, a beat, and Paul's bass rattle my stomach.
So how could I dance with another? Oh, and I saw her stand there.
And I went, oh, so this is a color palette. Sonic color palette I never knew existed. This is bypassing my brain and going right to my heart. And then I saw the Ed Sullivan thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
I mean, that was it. That was the worst decision they ever made, because at that moment I no longer was destined to become a lawyer or a doctor or whatever the hell they wanted me to be.
You do include a nod to your public radio persona, a little album closing jam called Weekend Perdition. I've always wondered, do you ever get your own catchy melodies stuck in your own head?
Oh, it's a horror show to be me. It's torture. Trying to, you know, they invented sleeping pills for me because I cannot turn the little earworm jingle thing. And it's usually not one of mine, thank God. It's something that I don't know where I picked up. I just don't know where you pick these things up.
In the last 40 years, have you ever been in, say, a grocery store or on a subway or something and heard somebody else either whistling one of your tunes or humming it?
Thank God, no.
Really?
Not yet. No. The sad thing is I'm the guy whistling and humming. I've got my Bose noise-canceling headsets on, you know, and I'm listening to my album, and I'm singing out loud in the middle of the, you know, spaghetti aisle. It's a little scary. There are times a day you don't want to be around me.
Well, BJ Lederman, thanks so much for talking to me today.
I appreciate it. I hope you enjoy the album.
BJ Lederman's new album is called BJ. Today at noon, Chris Boyd talks with U.S. Congressman Beto O'Rourke, who announced he's challenging Ted Cruz for his Senate seat in 2018. And at 1, Chris talks with Susan Stamberg and Scott Simon. Follow Think's Washington Adventure on social media with the hashtag ThinkInDC. In the forecast, 40% chance of rain, a high near 85 at 72 in Dallas, 66 in Fort Worth.